Yeah, I'm really not interested in the like morality argument about drugs. I think it's super boring. I think what's more interesting is just like thinking about, okay, the cat's out of the fucking bag. Everyone's going to be doing a lot. Like, America is getting druggier than ever. Like, drugs are literally becoming legal. Like, what are the new like methods, spaces, parties, drug delivery devices, like rituals that we're going to create around this new era of drugs?
Right, you totally. Know?
Like, I feel like one of the things that I'm really interested in is like synthetic versions of psychedelics and cannabis. Like, there's so much research going into what people are calling alternate cannabinoids right now, because like, weed has like hundreds of cannabinoids beyond THC and CBD, some of which we like understand very little about. And I think that was probably
what was making me so schizo back in the day when I was smoking too much weed. It's like definitely synthetic stuff. I lived in France for a while and it's super legal there. And, you know, the weed was so weak that I could like handle it and I could smoke it and it was great. I was like, this new stuff is like, it's like crack, the new weed.
LMAO, totally. So, like,
wait, so Michelle, you're mostly it seems like you're really leaning into kind of like the emergence of drug culture, right? Like whatever is emerging, like you want to talk about the things that haven't been like written about, talked about. And is that kind of where you are? It seemed like the list you were making was representative of that.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think I'm like really interested in like what comes next and new models and new paradigms for both drugs and just, you know, pleasure.
Right, totally.
Yeah, like I can't wait for the world where we can go to a fucking crypto rave at a weed club and everyone is vaping speed and microdosing ibogaine.
Oh, I know ibogaine now that you're saying that. So before we move on, I wanted to give like an overview of Carl Hart for people that don't know about him though too. Like basically, like for those that don't know about him, his whole like his all of his research was based on this idea that he wanted to jump into solving what he thought was the biggest issue of his neighborhood. He lived in a poor black neighborhood, and he said that the crack cocaine epidemic was happening when he was a kid. When he actually started researching these things, he realized that that the source of poverty and issues was not just about drugs, and that the stigmatization around drugs had been not equally applied to all parts of society, basically. Like, so like rich people that were using cocaine,
the Kendall Roys of the world.
Right. All of Anna's boyfriends, basically. But basically, he wanted to test the idea around whether or not like heroin and crack cocaine, like the drugs that have the largest stigma, would lead people to choose drugs over everything else in their life. Right. So the studies that have built up the stigma are based on this idea that people will use drugs until they die, basically, like hit until dead. And so the studies that were based on this in the 1960s were done on mice, as Michelle was alluding to earlier. And basically, the mice only had one option in these studies. They could only basically hit the drug. And I can't remember which drug it was. Do you remember, Michelle? Was it cocaine, I think? And basically, they would just do it until they died. But when they introduced an actual control, such as a sweet treat or another non-drug alternative, like another partner they would introduce to the cage that they could have sex with and do many positions.
the mice were, the rats in the cages were actually just like so detrimentally horny that they're like, just fucking kill me. And they just kept hitting the drugs like over and over again.
So basically they, yeah. So basically
they said, here's a little woman rat for you. And then the rats chose the bitches over the drugs.
Yeah. I think they saw the, I think at first they were probably using the drugs until they saw all the rats in the other cages like getting busy, and then that changed. There's like some bias in the study, of course. But basically the idea is that when the rats were given an alternative, a non-drug alternative, they never died. And not only that, they often chose the non-drug alternative over the drugs. And then when Carl Hart tried to reproduce the study in humans, he actually chose people who were substance dependent on cocaine And he gave them the option of fucking $5. What a cheapskate, first of all. $5 or crack that actually had a higher value than $5.
I watched this too, and I'm like, did he tell them that the crack had...
You don't have
had
to tell them. No, you don't have to tell them.
They know how much their crack is. The crack.
Yeah,
is
you worth. Don't have the street knowledge I do. They know by looking at it that it's worth
like that is $7.14 worth of crack right
no,
there.
No, it's like 20. It's 20. It's like definitely $20 worth of crack.
Oh, geez, is that expensive?
I'm bullshitting. The point is this:
how much could crack cost, Michael? $10.
You literally just called me Michael.
It's an arrested development reference. Oh, it's an arrested development reference.
Yeah, the fucking crack inflation, whatever. Anyways, so so they actually chose the alternative, the fucking $5 that was worth less than the crack half the time, or a little less. But basically, they're already addicted. They chose the fucking $5. Man, what if you would have gave them the option of having sex with someone? Over the crack.
I was like,
and they would have showed them all the fucking positions that they could have, that they could be like the rats. The rats saw all the sex happening. They knew what was happening. They knew they're going to get the sex. They would have chose it way more often than the $5. I think Carlhart fucked up this experiment. That's all I was going to say. That was my only point. That's the only reason I wanted to do this podcast.
Oh, I'm like picturing Matthew like locking me in his apartment and like having like a little baggie of ketamine and then like a $5 bill.
Let's not go there.
I'm in Matthew's apartment, and that image is really terrifying to me.
Ryan is not in my apartment. He's in some weird bisexual lighting alternative. Dude, you look like you're in bisexual hell.